biggest headlines today are coming from r/singularity, where AI godfather Yann LeCun took aim at Elon Musk's ex-AI, calling it kind of a failure. He warned the entire industry about risking a big bubble explosion if costs aren't cut, suggesting that current lab activities might be unsustainable in the long run. Meanwhile, the model development space is heating up quickly. On r/singularity, users are buzzing about Anthropic's progress and the potential reveal of Claude Sonnet 5. Multiple sources suggest this could lead to a massive week for AI, with expected releases including GPT-5, 6, Gemini 3, 5 Pro, and potentially Fable all hitting the market around the same time. Shifting gears slightly, we saw fascinating discussions on the cultural side. A popular thread compared the Western criticism of AI art generation, calling it slop, to how China's social media uses AI everywhere without any associated public backlash, suggesting a fundamental difference in perception between the two cultures. Another high-level debate focused on American sentiment toward AI companies, with some users pointing out the disconnect between corporations promoting AI while also highlighting extreme economic insecurity. Moving over to r/artificial intelligence, the most technical news is coming from Japan. Frontier Labs Sakana dropped a powerful new contender model called Fugu, showing impressive benchmarks that directly challenge established models like Mythos. This suggests highly competitive advancements are emerging outside of the usual American tech hubs. The conversation also touched on high-stakes capabilities and sensational claims. We saw community posts debating whether extreme reports about models hacking classified systems were accurate or simply overstatements based on limited testing environments. The general sentiment leaned toward caution, reminding readers that real-world deployment is much harder than passing a controlled academic test. In other news from this sub, one thread highlighted an interesting study debunking the exaggerated hype around older productivity tools like Copilot. This prompted discussion about whether current claims of massive productivity jumps were factoring in outdated or biased data. And finally, rounding out the tech discourse, we saw lighter moments proving that complexity does not equal consciousness, as illustrated by a humorous experiment using GOAT-based neural networks to critique overly ambitious claims of self-aware AI.